So a feature that is irreducibly complex, that does not function until all its parts are in place, cannot be assembled by natural selection. In Behe's view, such a feature points to intelligent design. Behe proceeded to describe a number of features in living cells that are irreducibly complex. Three such features are the light-sensing mechanism in our eyes, the human blood-clotting system, and the microscopic motor that propelled the bacteria in the lake under Ole Evinrude's boat. Seeing and clotting. When a machine or structure or process performs a function, but its inner workings are unknown, scientists call it a black box. To Darwin, the cell was a black box. He and his contemporaries were almost completely ignorant of the inner workings of the cell. They believed that a cell was simply a blob of jelly with special properties. Modern microbiologists and biochemists, however, have discovered in living cells an amazing world of highly efficient microscopic machines and precisely integrated biochemical systems. In The Origin of Species, Darwin acknowledged that the human eye presented a problem for his theory. How could such a complex organ have evolved through successive slight modifications? Although he did not know what pathway evolution took in constructing the eye, Darwin pointed to a variety of animals that had eyes ranging from a simple light-sensitive spot to the complex vertebrate camera eye, and he speculated that similar organs might have been intermediates in the evolution of the human eye. For Darwin, the light-sensitive spot was a black box. Only after the advent of modern biochemistry did scientists discover how complex that spot really is. When light strikes the human retina, it is absorbed by a molecule that alters an attached protein, which then initiates what biochemists call a cascade, a precisely integrated series of molecular reactions that in this case cause a nerve impulse to be transmitted to the brain. If any molecule in the cascade is missing or defective, no nerve impulse is transmitted. The person is blind. Since the light-sensing mechanism doesn't function at all unless every part is present, it is irreducibly complex. The fossil record cannot tell us, and no evolutionary biologist has explained, how all these molecules could have assembled themselves to produce the light-sensitive spot that was the starting point for Darwin's speculation. In 2005, University of Chicago evolutionary biologist Jerry A. Coyne wrote that Behe's argument has a fatal flaw. Darwin brilliantly addressed this argument by surveying existing species to see if one could find functional but less complex eyes that not only were useful, but also could be strung together into a hypothetical sequence showing how a camera eye might evolve. If this could be done, and it can, then the argument for irreducible complexity vanishes. But Coyne's comments had nothing to do with Behe's argument, which is based on biochemistry rather than anatomy.